Hey, everybody, what's happening? This is Snake from the band Skid Row, and you are listening to Iron City Rock.
Hey, what do you say? This is Bobby with some Overkill, and that's right, I am on Iron City Rock.
What's up, everybody? This is Max Cavalera, Soulfly, Cavalera Conspiracy. You're listening to Iron City Rock.
Hello and welcome to episode 575 of the Iron City Rocks podcast. I'm your host John, coming to you from the Iron City of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, bringing you the best rock, hard rock, heavy metal, and blues talk on the net. In this episode, joining us two very well-known names in the world of rock, both first-time guests. Very delighted to have Mr. Chris Holmes, former guitarist, obviously, of Wasp, and Tommy Scio, whose name you know from the band Tesla. Both of them have been out of those respective bands for over 20 years, but out there making great music. If you've had a chance to watch Chris's documentary, Mean Man, you know, he's still hard at it. Tommy was in Bar 7, played with Tesla through about 2006. So these two guys came together, and we get into that story of how they came together to form a new band called Terminal. And that's Terminal without an E, replaced with the letter 3. So it's like your password when you're trying to be sneaky. The band kind of spearheaded by Mr. Brian Wheat, who is the current bass player of Tesla. He and Tommy obviously have stayed in touch. Also features Mr. Josie Scott of Saliva on vocals, and joining them on drums, Sal Giancarelli of Stained. So this is a super group in every sense of the word. You've got two parts Tesla, one part Wasp, one part Saliva, one part Stained, which I think makes for a very interesting combination. When you throw in Saliva and Stained kind of influences into this pot, because you know you have three guys with Brian, Tommy, and Chris who have done, you know, primarily known for their 80s metal, and then you've got two guys from a little bit more modern hard rock. So really kind of let your mind wonder what this might sound like. So that's exactly what we sat down and talked with Tommy and Chris about. So we're going to get to that interview. They discuss how they all came together, how they came up with a vocalist, and that one might really intrigue you when you hear the name that they floated out in that discussion. So without further ado, we're going to get to Chris Holmes, Tommy Scio.
Motley Crue, the return of the Carnival of Sins. Friday, July 17th, the Pavilion at Star Lake. The crew celebrates the 20th anniversary of Carnival of Sins. Motley Crue, with performances by Tesla and Extreme. Tickets on sale now at LiveNation.com. Motley Crue, part of the Minutemen Workforce Solutions concert series.
Pleasure to welcome to Iron City Rocks. We have on the line Mr. Chris Holmes and Tommy Scio. How are you guys doing today?
I'm doing good.
I'm doing good. Yep.
Great.
I just had
dinner. Some teriyaki marinated chicken. It was great though.
Nice. I just had some sweet plantain chips.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's your lunchtime there right now, right? It's
pretty much. Yeah.
Right after lunchtime. Yeah.
You guys are.
Yes, three.
Half a world away.
Yeah.
So this, I guess, you guys have started a new band, called Terminal.
Yeah.
And you guys are in the process of prepping your debut album. Can you talk a little bit about, I mean, obviously you guys have both been on the road quite a bit. Did you guys run across each other at a festival, or did you guys at some point tour together, or where did the connection between the two of you come from?
I met Chris through Brian. It's actually Brian Wheat from Tesla's idea to kind of do this. He had met Chris, and I can maybe let Chris tell that story, but to put this band together with Chris and then to ask Chris, you know, hey, what about Tom? So that's how I met Chris.
Yeah. So, yeah, Brian, 3 years ago, maybe four, 2022, because 2021, I couldn't do the Monster Cruise. I met Brian on the Monster Cruise, and we talked, okay. And then he asked me why haven't you ever made a band with anybody out of Wasp, you know, when I was been out of Wasp? And I go, well, I don't know if my heights, if it's the people I hang together, blah, blah, blah. I've tried, darling, you know, whatever. But it's just, I go, it's never hooked up. He goes, well, I'd like this to do a band. That's what he said. He says, I'll make a band with you. I go, cool. So he has a house in Florence, which is 5 miles from where I am. I'm in south of France, Cannes, by Nice, okay. by Monaco. Okay. They just had F1 this weekend there. But anyway, I went and hung with them in it's called Luciano, where he has his house. I hung with him there. We partied and went messed around eating cheese and whatever, you know. And I'm sure Brian wanted to check out to see if I drink or not. You know, or whatever. You know, I mean, to see if I was legit.
Hey, it's all right, Chris. He's always giving me the side eye, man.
What? You know, it's a lot of people. You know, when somebody's like going through alcohol problems, hey, not have a drink. I haven't drank for months. You know. So anyway, he was just checking me out, Brian. Whatever. So he goes, well, let's write some songs. So next time I went and visit him, I brought my guitar. And we wrote about 1, 2, 4 ideas. And then he explained to me, he goes, hey, I want to do this project, blah, 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 blah. Let's do this project. He goes, I'll give it a 50-50, Chris. And I go, cool, yeah. All right, let's commit to it. And then I had this boneyard of song ideas, of riffs that I've had over the years. And I had this one with Filthy Animal Taylor, right? And we were listening to the whole structure of the song, and Brian goes, Chris, we can't, that song's too long. And I go, what? And he goes, yeah, it's got to be under 4 minutes. I go, why? And he goes, because it won't get airplay. Man, I put my guitar down. I go, Brian, you can take your airplay, and shove them up your ass. I don't write songs, so I don't give a fuck about it. I never have, I never will. Because Wasp, whatever, you know. I never expect to get airplay. And anyway, so he waits till I calm down or whatever, you know, and he goes, Chris, he goes, listen to me. He goes, if we don't get airplay, this project's over. And it's completely the opposite of what I envisioned of putting a project together and getting it going. Okay. Mm-hmm. You know, me, I mean, the way I've done Mean Man, what I do is completely different. I'm here in Europe. You can take you and your airplane, shove them up your whatever, you know. I'm not. So anyway, Brian goes, because if we don't get any airplane, this project's over. It won't work. And I was like, okay, well then, if you know how to do it. And he showed me a few things this other band that he has called
Violet Breed.
Yeah, not violent. Violet the color.
Violet.
Okay, Violet Breed. And he showed me how they get airplay, and they're on the charts, and they're getting rotation. And I go, whoa, man, that's a trip. And he showed me, he goes, well, I plan on doing that with this band. I go, well, okay, cool, cool. Then, Brian, you're the one that's holding the reins in the car. Let's do it your way. So put a bunch of song ideas together, and I was up last year in Canada. I went from Canada to his house in New York, and we did a few more tunes. And then he goes, hey, I'm I'm thinking of bringing in Tommy, you know, the old guitar, not the old, just the guitar player that, he was, I don't know, that left,
the original guitar Tesla. Player from Tesla.
I don't want to say get thrown out. You know, it's, you know, the original guy that doesn't play with him anymore. He goes, I'm going to bring him back. I was like, well, won't that make friction with the other guys? And Brian's like, you know, in this band, we're going to do, this is us, not them. Fuck them. And I go, okay, cool. You know, so, And then she said, yeah, bring in Tommy. And so he did. You see if him and I get together, if we play together, our guitars match, you know, if it works. And it's work. What we do is it works great. You know, we get along great.
Yeah, it does work nice. Yeah. We just got to play and it happens and it's rocking.
Oh, yeah. And then he brought in, this one singer, I don't want to even talk, this one guy, he had an idea. It was a guy from the 80s. I was like, yeah, maybe, you know, and then Brian met him. He's like, nah. Then he said, this guy from Sliva, named Josie Scott, who's completely different than the kind of music I listen to or whatever, to gel. And he came in, and what he did was on the songs, I kind of enjoy it. It's cool.
I like how it's going too. He's got he's really been bringing his own thing to it. And it's definitely got like an identity now that he's singing on the songs.
Yeah. It's better than the guy what we were going to use.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I think that's an interesting concept. Like you said, if you got like a known 80s commodity, then I think a lot of people might have looked at this and said, okay, they're just kind of going to rehash what you've already done. So I like that.
I'll tell you what happened. Brian goes, I've been on a monster cruise with him twice, and this is before the last time. Brian goes, Chris, what about Sebastian Bach? I go, wow, that'd be kind of cool. You know, the guy's whatever, he's got a voice, cool idea. I go, my main concern with the guy is, you know, whatever's on stage is one thing. You got to be with him when you're off stage for 23 hours till the next show.
Yeah.
That's my main concern. Okay. So Brian goes, well, hey, blah, blah, blah. I got a residence. Tesla's doing a residency in Vegas. Sebastian came down and sang a few songs. Mm-hmm. And then Brian pitched, hey, we're Chris Holmes and I. This is before Tommy was in the situation. He goes, mm-hmm. Chris Holmes and I are doing this band. Thinking about having you sing. And Sebastian Bach just, you know, was talking. It turned out to be if we didn't name the band Sebastian Bach, he ain't gonna sing in it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean you've got to.
Hell yeah!
And so we didn't have a name for the band. Brian just said that Sebastian just went, wow, man. Me and Chris Holmes said nothing about Brian. Kind of hurt Brian's feelings, you know. Yeah. It's Brian's project.
Yeah.
And Brian called me and says, hey, blah, 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 Sebastian. Yeah, he goes, he'd love to probably play you, Chris, but he didn't say nothing about me. And Brian goes, we decided not to use him. You know, I got nothing against him. I'm not saying anything bad. I like Sebastian. He's a great guy. You know, in fact, when I'm around him, he causes so much shit, it makes me look normal.
That's the kind of guy you want to be around. It's fun to listen to you tell the story because I think it takes everybody who's ever started a band when they were 15 back to almost the exact same kind of story. You know, I knew this guy and this guy knew this guy. It's the same thing, but you know, you're talking about legendary talent.
Yeah.
But the same kind of stories. Well, hey, it's fun.
Hey, I love Sebastian. I looked up a few things. I know Ted Nugent really well because I've done two tours with him. Ted and I get along great. Even when I drank, he hates people that drink. Mm-hmm. Even when I was drunk, we was great. But he suggested no on Sebastian.
Chemistry is, I mean, just because someone's a great singer and, you know, make great music you enjoy doesn't mean necessarily, you said, that the living with someone. That
Josie, Yeah, Josie is really working out nicely, man. He's he's just slamming right into all the songs like it's nothing, and he just and they're all like really, really great. What he's doing, he's not just slouching through it. It's some good stuff we got going lyrically and melody. It's cool.
And, and he's a backwards ass country fuck, you know.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's mean. He's just he's from the Midwest or.
He's definitely got some of the drawl in there, man. Yeah. And it's a little bit cool. South. It's not what I expected either. And it's a lot of fun, though. I like it.
Yeah. There's gold in that drawl right now in the music industry.
Then there's a guy that played drums on the songs that we were. We did a bunch of demos that we're doing, but I don't think they're going to be demos. I think it's going to be the album.
Right.
Why go back and record the shit again? Stupid. Be stupid. It's good. It's recorded. It's recorded good enough, you know, whatever.
That's Sal on drums from Stain. He's playing the drums on there.
Yeah. Yes.
So he's got kind of a cool, you know, a crossover with Saliva and Stain and, you know, the Tesla and Wasp. And
everybody's from a band that's one word. Wasp, Tesla, Stain, Saliva. It's kind of cool.
And a lot of platinum. You know, that's a
hell yeah.
It's a great combination.
Dude, you'll like it. When you hear the songs, man, it's rocking and it's just got its own thing, man. It's special, I think. And it just came together very naturally, which I love. We're nothing's forced. We just did it, man, and it is what it is, you know.
Do you guys the two of you, I mean, as anytime you have two guitarists in a band, it takes some coordination and sometimes that you know you have to have conversations about it. Sometimes it's pretty natural and people just go where they go.
Right.
Did you guys have to kind of work out, you know, here's the kind of stuff I like to do. Here's what you do. You take this lead. I'll take that solo.
Not really, man. We just kind of started playing when I got over there. They had some songs. I added some songs with Brian and we started working them up together. And it was more about, and it just, you could tell like from the first song on, it just was gelling guitar wise. I was loving it. I can't speak for Chris, but
it's just I've had a few ideas brought in. This one idea that I wrote years ago with Filthy Animal Taylor, this riff, when we were putting the songs together before Josie, Brian goes, this one song that idea to the song was Brian. It was just Filthy Animal Taylor and I jamming, right? You know, and Phil was just either I was off totally, or Phil was, but it was not in time what we were doing at all. And Brian goes, "How high were you guys?" And I go, "Son, it's 2005." I go, "We were high as shit. We were high as fuck when we were doing this." So Brian named the song "High as Fuck."
Yeah,
that was the name. And then what happened is after we had about 9 songs and then we're going to send them to Josie. I go, "Dude, do not give him that song High as Fuck. Give him that." We gave him numbers. Song 1, okay. Song 2, song 3. Because if you give him a song with a name, it's going to
influence it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to influence his creativity and make it smaller. If you give him a number, fuck, he's got his wide open. It's 100% of what he wants to do, you know. So it's really funny. The song High as Fuck was like song 5. When Josie came in and sang, he came in and sang before I was there or Tom, which was Brian. And he sang on that song, and that song turned out to be a song called Crazy Pills.
Which is killer, yeah.
Yeah. Which is about being high as fuck.
Yeah.
I don't know how it happened. It was weird. It was weird, you know. And then Brian's got to do, he's got a tour, the Motley tour coming up, this and that. But yeah, we're going to finish, we'll probably have this thing finished up hopefully by November.
Yeah.
Again, packaged it by next January. I'm not 100% sure.
It's pretty close, it seems like. It seems like he's got to finish some vocals on it now, maybe a couple of guitar parts, but it seems pretty close.
Yeah. Well, I still got to sing.
Chris has got to sing on it.
My killer Freddie Mercury 12 octave voice, you know.
Yeah.
you could do the High as Fuck chorus to Crazy Pills.
Chris has got some parts. He's going to get in unison with Josie and make like a, it's going to be spiritual, man. It's going to be awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Do you guys have...
Hey, and here's another thing. I was talking to Brian the other day. Tesla's on the Monster Cruise going out of L.A. next year, right?
Okay.
Okay. And then I'm on there, too. Okay? It's a band called My Bank of Homes. Bad Marriage is on there, right?
It's my band.
Yeah. So check this out. If you see a Sliva on there, there's a good chance that we're going to debut Terminal on the boat.
Hell yeah.
There's a chance to it. If we all, you know, if we could swim that far.
Align the stars. Huh? Have you guys talked in terms of doing like a run of shows into 2027? Obviously you guys you're on different continents. You've got different day jobs.
We've talked about doing it, but it just depends on when things all fall in line. I mean, if Saliva or if Josie ends up on the boat, maybe, yeah, we'll do a song and get up and do a song or something. But yeah, it just depends on when the album and everything falls together. We talked about playing though live for sure and having some fun.
I imagine it'll all come down to Brian's assertion that you get rotations, you know, when Crazy Pills is in the top 40 album charts, will be.
And there's another Josie named another song called The Milkman.
Yeah, it's cool.
And Brian has a book coming out called The Milkman.
Okay. Yeah. From a style wise, you know, because you mentioned Stain and, you know, even Tesla and Wasp, I think, you know, different approaches to the music to a degree. Where would you say this kind of lands? Is this more of a modern rock sound?
Oh, totally.
Okay. Yeah, heavy, totally. But more modern. It kind of goes into some commercial areas every now and then. But for the most part, it's just edged out rock and stuff, man. Fun. Yeah. Having fun with it.
Yeah. It's not screaming. And I've, in the last few months, I've had to play on some, this company called Cleopatra sends me people's songs to play on. I just played on this new version of Wasp, and the way the drums are, nowadays they use a double kick like they're using a snare. It's not, to me, it doesn't rock.
Mm-hmm.
It's not rocking. And the new Terminal is not going to be like a drum band using the kicks and shit like that. No,
it's a guitar band. It's really more than anything. It's very guitar driven for sure.
Oh yeah.
Says the guitarist. Yes. I think you're required.
Chris, man, me and Chris are like, I don't know, man. I've always been a big fan of Chris, you know, before I knew him with Wasp and everything, but I have I added such a cranky style to Tesla. And that's what I brought. And you can hear when I'm not there now. You can just hear it's a different animal. And Chris has really got a unique style and a real edge, too, to where it's just kind of animalistic. We're both like that. And together, man, it's really making something special, I think, guitar-wise for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I think just listening to both of your catalogs and following both of your careers for so long, it's almost interesting is without hearing it yet for me to kind of think about what do I expect. I'm really looking forward. Are you guys planning on dropping the record industry has changed so differently over the course of both your careers? I mean, are you guys going to kind of do the single and release the album, or are you thinking more
in that aspect? Brian's the one that controls that inner part of the industry. Tommy and I are just like the two drunks down at the bar.
Somebody wake him up and get him on the boat so we can play the show.
Brian, if we ran something like that.
If we ran it, what you're talking about, it'd be fucked up because it's if you tried to call me, you couldn't get a hold of me because I don't have a phone. Mm-hmm. Tommy's, you got to text him first.
I'm always hiding out and
stuff. Before he answers his phone. Brian's not. He's the guy that's gonna run whatever, get the rotation on the airplay and stuff. I'm sure this will get airplay because I don't know about me being a wasp, but because the biggest thing would be Josie and click, click, boom, and all that crap, huh? He got lots of airplay.
I mean, you think about it, I think the intrigue factor, you know.
At least in this band, I think, I talked to Brian about, we're going to play one main song out of the bands, you know.
Okay.
Like, we'll probably play Animal, you know, start off with Wild Child Animal, probably do Modern Day Cowboy, a few other songs, and we'll probably play Click, Click, Ba Boom.
I think it will probably come out like that. They'll put out a video and a single, and maybe another one, and then an album eventually. Something close to that, maybe.
Sure, sure.
Yeah.
And I'm sure.
The industry now is so fucking different from when we, Tommy and I, were selling records with our previous bands. Previous guys we were married to.
That's a great word for it. I mean, it is a marriage. I mean, it, like you said,
pretty much.
You can play an hour and a half with a guy on a stage. That's fine, but you got to go live in a bus next day.
Being on stage is one thing; it's the other 23 hours. Yeah. You know?
Yeah, I think a lot of people, you know, kind of romanticize the job, and for that hour and a half, you guys are on stage.
Yeah. You know, it's a bummer is when you, like, if somebody in the band has LSD, the normal people drop it and take it, but some people have it in their head and live it. Do you know what that means, LSD?
Lead singer disease?
Yeah. Really, I told Brian, I go, listen, man, you can count me the fuck out because I'm six. I'm an old man now. I'm not in my younger days, and I don't need to put up with anybody's bullshit. I'm not. And this Josie ain't got LSD, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. No.
No.
No. Well, that's fantastic.
Chris puts up with me pretty good, though. I got to say, he's pretty sweet to me. He's like my doctor sometimes, really helps me out with stuff.
Therapist.
Have you had to use those?
Oh, let's not talk about it right now.
But you haven't used those yet?
Don't worry about it.
We'll leave that one in the editing room floor. All right, gentlemen. Well, we look forward to seeing this. Obviously, we'll be pumping the hell out of it when the album gets out or any singles come down the road. Yeah. We want to thank you so much, and I wish
you
guys all the best.
Thanks for having us, man.
All right. It's been a blast and a pleasure.
Is that it?
Freaks on Parade presents Rob Zoppy, Marilyn Manson. Together again with special guests, The Who and Orgy, The Pavilion at Star Lake, Saturday, August 29th. The biggest tour of the summer. Tickets on sale now at LiveNation.com. Don't miss Rob Zombie and Marilyn Manson, part of the Minutemen Workforce Solutions concert series.
All right, the band Terminal. As they mentioned in the interview, the album is still in production, so there is no material for us to play for you yet. And I can personally say I have not heard the material yet either. Very anxious to hear it because, as I said at the top of the show, with the recipe and the ingredients that went into this pot, I'm very interested to hear how the soup turns out. So look forward to hearing that, and we will keep you abreast of that as it's available. Make sure you check out our social medias, which are all Iron City Rocks or ironcityrocks.com. For more information on that. Also, you can get links to the band's social medias from our site as well. If you go to the show notes for this episode, 575, we'll have that as well. Invite you to check out the social medias. Also, we'll be giving away a lot of tickets to shows this summer. You know, it's always that time of year in Pittsburgh where the shows start headed outside. They get a little bigger, a little more rocking. So check that out. And also, if you go to a show, make sure you check out ironcityrocks.com because we do post a lot of photos from live events. So we give you the opportunity to leave your phone in your pocket and just enjoy the show. Hopefully, we can get you pretty good shots of quite a few of the shows coming up this summer. invite you also to drop us an email, ironcityrocks@gmail.com. If there's a band that we've never talked about on the show, maybe somebody who you're interested in that we aren't aware of, drop us an email. Love to hear about it. In complete transparency, it is impossible to listen to all the music that comes across our desk. So we try to pick and choose what we think people will like. But if there's somebody out there we haven't covered you do like, let us know. Love to hear it. And if there's somebody you're tired of, let us know. Maybe you're tired of me. Don't let me know that. But appreciate you listening. And until next time, thank you so much.